And we have in the studio from York School District, our good friend Janet Parker. Good morning.
Good morning. So glad to be here. Happy Friday to you as
happy
well.
Happy Friday indeed. And you're celebrating your 1 year with the district.
Yes. Can't believe it.
Happy
like
birthday.
It doesn't feel like it's been a year, but then at the same time it feels like it's been longer than
right.
a year.
Yep.
You know, you hit the ground running and you go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but it's been great. Love York School District 1.
And the school year, we're off and running. Mm-hmm. Everything's good. So far so good. Two thumbs up, right?
Yes. Everything moving smoothly. We actually just announced the appointment of our new coordinator of school safety,
okay.
which of course is big, you know, top priority for us. Brian McDougall, he's coming in with a wealth of knowledge and experience, so we'll definitely have to bring him in.
Absolutely.
Kind of get him to introduce to the community, but he comes to us from the South Carolina Department of Public Safety office, so where he's already kind of working with school groups across the
okay.
state. So we're really excited to have, you know, his skill set. It's going to be an asset to us at the district.
So York School District, despite population-wise being the smallest of the four school districts in York County, is the largest land area. So what is the latest that's going on in York School District 1?
Yes. So as you know, we are preparing to open a new middle school next fall.
Okay.
And you speak about that. You know, it's a small school district, but it is growing. You know, people are hearing about it. People are moving there, so much so that we do need two middle schools now. So White Hill Middle School will be opening next fall for the fall 2027 year. We're so excited about that. And today, actually, is 1 month from our first public information session about rezoning and redistricting.
Okay.
Because, you know, that is going to kind of split where our kids go. Some will go to York Middle School and some will go to White Hill Middle School. So we'll actually be releasing more information and details about that later this afternoon. But we're going to have two public information sessions so that the community can come in, kind of
mm-hmm.
learn how that process will work, where they can go to get information, and how they can give their input and feedback. Because we want this to be an open dialogue. Because,
right.
you know, this hasn't happened in, what, like 16 years, I
yeah.
think, for the district. So we're really excited.
Well, it's anytime you get, as you know, anytime you get rezoning, folks
mm-hmm.
are curious what's going to
mm-hmm.
happen. Can my kids still go to the other school?
Right.
What if they have a sibling? That type of stuff. And so all these questions, I assume, will be answered.
All the questions will be answered. And there will be an online survey and comment form
yeah.
so that people can ask whatever you want to ask.
Is this something folks need to register in advance or they can just show up?
So with the first meeting, it's actually going to be virtual, which
okay.
will be great. So we'll
mm-hmm.
share like a webinar link, and all you'll need to do is go on and click that link and you can be a part of the discussion. The second public information session will actually be at our high school cafeteria, York Comprehensive High School. So we can fit a lot of people
yes.
in
you
there.
Yes, huge.
Yeah. So, but we probably will just so that we'll know who's coming, do some type of registration. But we want as many people to come as possible. We really say that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want a voice and you want to know what happens, come and show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Or is it like a feeling of expectation? Are people excited about that? Or do you think it's going to be a little bit of a mindset shift because it's been one school, a little bit
I
of
think
both?
A little bit of both,
yeah.
honestly. I think new energy, a new school always brings, you know, new energy. There's
mm-hmm.
a new mascot coming with this new middle school, White Hill Wolves. So there's
okay.
some excitement there and
right.
just pride, right, of opening up
sure.
a new school in the community. But I do think there are people that have, I'm a Cougar, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what York is known for, the Cougars. So, you know, having to just kind of open people up to the idea of something new. Yeah.
So what else is going on in York School District 1?
Well, more in the immediate future is our Western York County Ag Arena. Really
mm-hmm.
excited about that.
Yeah.
That's something that's been in the making for that community for a long time, like 20 years,
mm-hmm.
I think. So we finally have like a completion date that's coming in the end of December, and we plan to do a ribbon cutting in January. So
okay.
we're very excited about that. We're kind of giving, you know, we like to say, you know, our football teams have their home field, right? Our baseball teams and tennis teams. But now our 4-H and our FFA kids, they have their home
mm-hmm.
field. They don't have to travel all across the state to, you know, show their livestock or, you know, do their shows. They now have it right there in their backyard. So we're really excited to have that. And we're still looking for sponsors. So we have branded flags that'll be outside of the site. Those are available
mm-hmm.
as well as bricks, which I think the brick campaign is really interesting because when you show up to the Ag Arena, you can literally see your name, your family
yeah.
name cemented in that space. So we're really excited about that. So end of December, yeah,
it's not that
be
far
complete.
Away.
It's not at all.
Yeah.
No.
And from what I understand, that's a huge collaborative effort. It's not just York School District.
Correct.
Y'all have lots of partners in that, right?
Yes, we do. And of course, that was really made possible. We couldn't have couldn't have really started off without Senator Peeler and Representative Moss. They were a big part of making this come to light. But yes, York School District, Clover School District, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, all the school districts are a part of this. It is really a community event for our kids.
That's, I think people, to your point, they don't realize the how big that 4-H and livestock and that type of stuff is at the high school level.
1,000%.
And when you have students that are having to travel, you know, hundreds of miles.
Yeah, you're traveling to Columbia or you're traveling to Union County. Like, it, that takes a lot. And it can be discouraging because not everyone has, you know, the means to be able to do that. But our agriculture is huge in this community. So now these students have a place to do it.
And that's a huge economic impact to the area, too, because now we can host stuff here locally and bring other people in.
Right. And it'll be open. It's a great educational experience, too, and exposing people to 4-H and FFA. And other events can be hosted there. And like you said, bringing in people to that community, that's bringing in economic dollars.
And it'll be opening in January, correct?
Yeah. Ribbon cutting expected in January. Yes, and we can't wait to welcome you all. We'll see you at the barn. That's like we like to say. See you at the barn.
Love that. See you at the barn.
So what else are we missing? What's going on at York School District?
We're just really excited. We just highlighted our York Comprehensive High School Women's Ensemble, the chorus ensemble. This is a first for the high school. They were selected as the performing choir, and I want to get this right, for the South Carolina Music Educators Association Conference.
Oh, wow.
It's an all-women's ensemble. Mm-hmm. They are one of only 8 choirs to be selected for this.
That's
really
huge.
Big mm-hmm. for that school. And that our choral program is amazing. I mean, it's always been prestigious, but to see it grow, and apparently this year I think we have 90 plus kids who have signed up, so we don't even have enough space on the risers for all of them.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, we've heard over the years, I think, like, the arts, you know, kids are not going into the arts anymore. So to hear something like this, it's phenomenal. And so I'm really excited for this choral group, for their choral director, Lizzie Elliott. She's done an amazing job and we can't wait to see them shine. That conference is actually coming up in the spring in February. So we'll be cheering them on.
Yeah.
It's great to see an all female group. I know Megan and I were choral nerds and we were in high school. So, you know, we enjoyed it, but well, at least when we were in school, there was not an all-female group.
Right.
It was, you had a show choir, you had a prep choir, then you had like a unique group that was from the show choir.
Yeah.
But there was never one that was tied to just females or just males for that matter. Yeah. So it's great to see that and great to see them competing at such a high level.
Absolutely. And we're just impressed by them. Like, our convocation has become a really big production.
Yeah.
And so we tapped our choral students like maybe 2 weeks before. They literally only practiced together like 2 days to come together and do kind of a ending closing, because our theme this year is we. So they did the we come together. Oh, I sound a mess, y'all. But
let's go.
But they,
I was waiting.
They like created this whole little routine and it's just so impressive what they're able to do. So
much talent just to have that and the huge agriculture like community there. That's just like a very well, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well-oiled machine?
But just like the variety of talent that you have in York is impressive.
Well, I love to say that York is a hidden gem. I do feel like it's a hidden gem, but I'm trying not to make it so hidden anymore. I want people to know all the special things going on there. Yeah.
Love that.
Janet, thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.